Star 1310, and we welcome the members of 5 a.m. Praise. Ladies, how are you?
Great, doing great.
Okay, introduce yourselves.
This is Tamara.
And this is Toy.
Okay, Toy and Tamara. Tell us about 5 a.m. Praise. First of all, the question that you get a million times, 5 a.m. Praise. How did you come up with that name?
Well, you know, we're sisters, biological sisters, and we have, you know, been waking up at 5 a.m. I didn't know Toy was waking up at 5 a.m., and she didn't know I was waking up at 5 a.m. And during that time, we're looking for a group name, and the Spirit of the Lord just kept waking us up. It had pretty much become a lifestyle for us. We just got up every morning and prayed and spent time with God, you know. So we decided that our name is 5 a.m. Praise. We made it a lifestyle. As we schedule time to go to work or church or whatever we do, we make sure we schedule time with God. And it's really changed our lives. So we were really struggling over the name. We had been praying over it. And we never thought 5 a.m. until our mom really told us, you guys are 5 a.m. You guys are up praying and, you know, spending time with God. And, you know, and it's definitely a statement of giving God, you know, first seeking God, you know, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things will be added, you know, thereafter. So, and that's exactly what we do. We get up, give God glory, and then we move on.
At a young age, I mean, how did you come to be able to seek God like you do at a young age?
Just having a heart, you know, having a heart for him, you know, knowing that life was bigger than you know, what we were seeing, and there was a God. You know, we grew up in a home that was kind of broken, so we had to lean on one another and lean on God for help. And that's where it really started for us. You know, we had to just fight, and we knew that there was a God out there that can help us with that. So early on in our lives, we just dedicated our lives to the Lord and been with him for pretty decent time, huh, Toy?
Right. Okay. We're talking to Toy and Tamara, 5 a.m. Praise. Tell us about the song, So What?
So What? I love So What. This is Tamara.
Okay.
I'm a radio single from my third upcoming album. The CD is called All From Above. And basically, the song is for those who want to stand firm on the promises of God. When the devil tries to take your joy, when lies are told on you, just stand firm and say, so what? And also, you know, this is Toy. We face trials. We face things that might come up every day in our daily lives, roadblocks and things that might trip you up in this life. But you have to learn how to just keep going, you know, and just keep pressing in God. And just say, so what to those?
How do you get the energy that you guys give off when you're on stage?
Oh, wow. Crazy. Being excited, you know, about God, you know, just really excited about God. And just I don't even know. It's just
about the opportunity to minister to him.
Right. And just try to get what we got inside of us out. It's so cute.
Hey. Now, when you guys record, or even when you're on stage, your songs, is that sort of a personal testimony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've written 99% of our songs, with exception of collaborating with a couple of producers we've worked with. So definitely it's a testimony when we get on the stage and we're in the studio and we're singing the songs, when we're writing the songs, because it's the things that we've gone through is what we're sharing with other people, because we've been able to overcome those trials. We've been able to overcome those obstacles and still continue to stay firm in the Lord and continue to stay on the path that he's laid out for us. So we're just, while we're being encouraged by that, we're encouraging others about what we've been through our songs.
Okay, speaking of being encouraged, how do you encourage you guys, young ladies? How do you encourage young ladies now? Because it looks like when you look around, you see a whole lot of teen pregnancies now. What would you say to a teen mom or a person before they get into that predicament?
To seek God first, you know, to try to have a relationship with him. And then not only that, to uphold what his standards are. You know, he has a standard for us to live by and to uphold what his standards are before you even get into certain situations. I tell them to put their head under a pillow and scream.
Hey, I heard that.
Listen, Mira, I say, look, it's going to get hard. You know, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Don't let the devil trick you up, you know, to getting off the path. But if you got to put your head under a pillow and scream, just go ahead and do that. All right.
Okay. Now, is the name of your project The Beginning?
The current project that's out there is called The Beginning, yes.
The Beginning. What do you mean, The Beginning? Is this the start of something?
Basically, in the beginning, we went back to some of the songs that we had done prior to this CD that really didn't get the recognition as our Testify CD did. So we went back and revisited some of those songs years later and just, you know, added some things to them and re-released the songs.
And The Beginning is basically the beginning of our ministry.
Right.
You know, the first song we had wrote on our CD was called Be Thankful. We went back, you know, pulled that song back up again. And God started us, you know, years ago in ministry, and then he just developed us throughout our course. And we went back to the beginning and opened those songs up, wrote some new songs, and we wanted to let our let the general public hear 5 a.m. praise from the beginning into today. So from the beginning, we started out, you know, with a recording contract. Now we're Stellar Award nominees, you know, for the Best Contemporary Gospel Duo of the Year. And it was with The Beginning Project that we got the recognition. So God is just doing some awesome things.